I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Last year, Armenia and Azerbaijan fought a bloody war in the Southern Caucasus. Now, a group called the Grey Wolves has promised to build a school in this war-torn area. Unfortunately, the international community recognizes the Grey Wolves as a terrorist organization. Joel Griffith says the Slavic Gospel Association works with churches in this region. They help provide humanitarian aid, showing the love and hope of Jesus. Pray this good news would prevail over extremist ideology. And despite anti-conversion laws that have targeted Christians for years, Asian Access says the church in Nepal remains strong. Christians have faced persecution for over a decade from dominant religions that pressure officials. However, church leaders continue to work within the laws with an eye towards the Great Commission. Pray for church leaders in Nepal amidst growing pressure and join Asian Access as they support the persecuted church. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. I'm Ruth Kramer.